Yeah, welcome back to Bootham Crescent again. We now have the Harriers assistant manager, Gary Ward. Gary, difficult place to come, but an excellent result and sets up the Christmas period now.
Yeah, I mean, to come here and get 3 points, you know, is fantastic. And I thought, you know, for the first half performance alone, I thought we deserved it. And we defended, you know, a bit more defending second half. But when you come, like you say, to a place like this, it's always going to be difficult and you're going to be asked to do that. And the lads were superb, I thought.
Yeah, the Harriers getting off to an ideal start with an early goal after 4 or 5 minutes. Sometimes in recent weeks, when Harriers have scored early, it sort of slowed their play. But today they took you know, great I suppose great pride from that and continued to press.
Yeah, I thought, you know, when you look at us, we're a young team, and sometimes this season maybe we've been a bit naive in them situations, what you just said. But I thought, you know, they're learning, the lads are working hard, and I thought that result tonight was a tribute to all the hard work we've done and how quickly the lads have took it on board and put it into action tonight.
One player perhaps who's perhaps a little unsung, but keeping the club captain out the side, Alex Dimitriou, had another great game this evening in testing circumstances.
Yeah, Mickey Dimitriou even, unless that's his middle name, Alex. No, he's done fantastic, I thought, tonight, you know. What you question with Mickey sometimes is, again, if I'm honest, a bit naive defending, but I thought, you see him late on there, he was superb, as the rest of them was.
Yeah, and taking it further forward as well. You know, second half, Harriers came under the cosh a bit, but you know, to be fair, Tony Breeden in the Harriers goal didn't really have a lot to save.
No, you know, I thought they sort of changed a bit after an hour and put two up front and probably a bit more direct, you know, and went away from the passing game a bit, which they tried to do, and I thought that suited us, you know, with Jones and Sharp and Mickey and Vorney. I thought they dealt with all that, you know, with not too many problems.
And of course, Tony Breeden making the penalty save, that was, you know, I don't know what your view of it was from the bench, that the players are saying they thought it was a little bit of a touch and go whether or not it was a penalty.
I couldn't get a clear view from here. You know, the only thing you'll say is the linesman's close and he put his flag up straight away, but I think probably overall, you know, the lads have worked that hard tonight that you get a bit of luck, and obviously, you know, not saying the save was luck, but Tony earned that, you know, and he's made a terrific save there.
You go into the Christmas period now, Gary, so with a good run going, a doubleheader against Forest Green themselves, who have, you know, picked up in recent weeks. I think they've only lost one in a couple of months. It's going to show testament going into the new year that the Harriers have got to keep this form going.
Yeah, well, we hope so. You know, I think, again, this season, you know, we kept ourselves in and around the playoffs, and, you know, you don't want to look too far ahead, and you have to give the lads credit. You know, sometimes you're quick to criticise, but when you look at, you know, the team that these have got out tonight and the resources of probably a dozen teams in this league, you know, sometimes we probably don't get the credit that the lads deserve. And, you know, as you said, to come here and get 3 points tonight and to be there or thereabouts in the playoffs, you know, with Luton and York and the teams like that, is a fantastic achievement for the whole club.
And I suppose, really, if you want to be honest about it, Gary, you'd rather be just on the outskirts of the playoffs at the moment and keeping the pressure off the players.
Yeah, we want to be challenging for honours, and, you know, that's, we're on the shirt tails of the playoffs at the moment, and, you know, we don't make it a secret that to the lads that's where we want to be. You know, we want to aspire to keep improving, and certainly, you know, I'll be honest, in the time that myself and the gaffer have been here, we think we've done that, and we'll, as long as we are here, we'll continue to keep doing that. And I thought, as I say, they all, you know, the squad of players tonight was a credit to the football club to come here and you know, get a result, and where we are in the playoffs just about there, it's fantastic.
And I suppose really 3 points coming early for Christmas.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Like you said, it sets us up nicely, you know, for the two games over the Christmas period. And, you know, I'm sure with the television cameras here tonight, you know, it's a great advert again for conference football, because, you know, don't make any mistake, York are a good side, and, you know, they pass it around well, and you can see why they're up there challenging.